Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, I am back. Once again, the red light has been pushed. My cat Destructo lounges next to us as we converse, and he scratches the chair. Hey, stop it, buddy boy. Oh my god. That's no way to start the indie circuit, is it? But kind of it is. My name is Mao. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit, and this radio show is being recorded in front of a live feline audience, like normal. Say hello to Destructo, everyone. Hi, Destructo. That's my cat, Destructo. Alright, enough of this banter. Everyone, set their clocks ahead last weekend. Ugh, I hate daylight savings. One way or the other. I hate setting it forward and I hate setting it back. That's one of those things where even from school, they tell you, oh, it's for this reason, it's for that reason, it's for the farmers, World War I, whatever. And you're like, you know what, can we make this go away? Of course we can't make it go away. Our country, United States, is not capable of making groundbreaking decisions like that. You know, if anyone even brought it up, the arguments that would ensue for and against, which one? And it's sad that we've stagnated to the point where we can't make decisions as a country. And when we do, the horror, the media frenzy and the insanity that follows is mind-numbingly painful. Is this what we become? I'm afraid to say yes, it is. But hey, how about a nice depressing way to kick off a radio show, eh? Ah, that's sad. Well, here, this music will cheer you up.
Minnie-Me loves chocolate. Scotty, don't.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty Doo!
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you don't, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Doo?
ようこそ二重センター。
Hey guys, come check out Two Dimension Comics, the comic book podcast with no direction.
We feature candid roundtable discussions about all things comics, past and present, with a killer soundtrack.
We like to include visuals of everything we talk about on the show. You can find that by going to bunchofdorks.com
and click on the Cyclops!
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
All right, that was the band Chai, C-H-A-I. They are also part of the Japan Night Tour, which you might still be able to make, I don't know, depending on where you live and when you're listening to this. If you're listening to the archive, you've probably missed it. But you can go to japannight.com. That's japannite.com. Look up their dates. I know... Was it 319? They're going to be in Brooklyn at the Knitting Factory. 320, they're going to be in Chicago, the Double Door. 322 in Seattle at Chop Suey. 323 in Portland at Dante's. And they have, 324, they're going to be at San Diego at the Miro. 325, they'll be in Los Angeles at the Hi-Hat. And then finishing off 326 in San Francisco at the Independent, then back to Japan. So if you're at any of those places, go see them, because Japan Night's awesome. Benton Label, Benton Records is awesome. They always take care of us, sending us cool new music from Japan, like that stuff I just played from Chai. C-H-A-I. Chai, I'm going to say Chai. So yeah, that's something for you to do. Boy, if you listen to the show any length of time, you know the sort of Damocles is hanging over my head. My daytime job has kind of said, oh, in the next couple months we're going to be outsourcing. So, just so you know. you know, and that's devastating. We're the whole graphics department is a team of, you know, let's say like right around 50, 55 people. And we, you know, you don't, so at this point you don't know what level they're going to cut down to, who's staying, who's going, that kind of thing. So, you know, you get older in life, and then you know, coming up, you're going to be, you know, changing, life changing, like, you know, different jobs, different, maybe even probably a different career. And it's a little, it's really unsettling because I don't know, like I'm so old fashioned. I kind of, you know, was in my brain. I was like, this is where I like, you know, I liked my job. This is where I'll be until I retire. Golden watch. There you go. And that's the end of it. And that's not reality anymore. And I think I used to think people that jumped around from job to job weren't intelligent. And it turns out I was not intelligent. So really such a different way of looking at it, you know? So I don't know. It weighs heavily on you. It's just one of those things we had to deal with. I have a lot to learn, you know, as far as even now, like how computers analyze, you know, resumes and cover letters, and you have to have enough keywords in there. Otherwise it just automatically kicks it out. It's like, wow, amazing. You know, remember the olden days, you would walk in and fill something out and then they'd be like, oh, well, okay, we'll set something up and talk to you. Those days are long gone. Yikes. So I don't know. Ugh. I'm not much of a wait and see kind of a guy. So I guess, options are limited. We'll see where it goes. Kind of been a downer show. I better think of some fun stuff to talk about before, you know, for the next couple segments, huh? Start off with, daylight savings, and then we go right into downsizing or outsourcing. Woof. Downer show, man. Why don't you, like, you know, get happy or something? Here's some music that'll make you happy.
Oh. I have no home. Hunted, despised, living like an animal. The jungle is my home. That I will show the world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen which will conquer the world.
All of my friends are asking me why I didn't shed a tear when you told me goodbye. I never, never, never make a fool of myself. Cause if the boy don't want you, he must have somebody else. And you can't miss nothing, regret a mistake. You can't miss nothing that you never had. My mama once told me when I was a girl, she even said one day that I would fall in love to make you sure that I was loved in return.
Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays. That's where my baby stays. That's where my baby. One more time. Hodges. We don't need no stinking badges. Oh, no.
What will it be like 300 years from now?
The satisfaction of every wish.
How will it feel to touch and be touched?
The fulfillment of every fantasy.
Whoever, whenever.
You touch a switch, turn a dial.
Will all things be possible?
And a perfect lover steps into your arms.
Welcome to the 23rd century. The perfect world of total pleasure. MGM presents the Saul David production of Logan's Run.
Run, Logan.
Just imagine the fulfillment of every fantasy.
Run, Logan.
The satisfaction of every vanity.
Run, Logan!
The absolute attainment of every wish.
Run!
There's just one catch.
Run, Logan!
Logan's Run. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Released by United Artists. Logan's Run.
It's the perfect world of total pleasure.
There's just one catch.
Oh, good grief.
All right, that was the Detroit Cobras from the album Life, Love, and Leaving. I played for you, track number 10, You Can't Miss Nothing That You Never Had. Double negative. Nope, I don't know, whatever. Then track 11, Right Around the Corner. Then track 12, You Won't Dance With Me. And then track 13, Let's Forget About the Past. Nice. You know, I was contemplating to what degree I would talk about, obviously, my life with my job possibly being uprooted. And then plus the fact is, you know, do you want to still be there after the shakedown, you know? But then I was like, yeah, I probably will just talk with you guys as it's happening throughout the whole process, because I always have shared with you. If you've listened to the show long enough, you remember a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when my father passed away, I just kept doing the show. And through good, bad, and indifferent, I've always been here with you guys. I don't know. I just do. It's one of those therapeutic things. Hopefully I'm not too much of a Debbie Downer for you guys when I am talking about the reality of what's going on. I try to laugh at everything, even misfortune in my life, because, I don't know, what are you going to do? You know, you just have to kind of persevere. You kind of take the mentality of, you know, just fight and keep fighting until you get through it, until you become stronger and do something else, do something different, or do the same thing for someone else. I don't know. You know, I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there have had job changes voluntarily and forced, as it were. So it's not anything new. It's just new to me. You know. And again, this is still months off in the future, so I have the luxury of tightening my belt, saving every penny, you know, kind of bracing for impact, but it's still pretty weird. I guess that mentality, the mentality I had of kind of, you know, just keep working, you know, climb the ladder, being in the same place, that's very old-fashioned now. I guess that is a very strange outlook to have. I think that was fading even when I got out of college 100 million years ago. Oof. I don't know. I guess there's pros and cons to it. You know, the longer you're at a place, the less adaptable you are to other places, you know, other jobs. But, yeah, it all depends on how you look at it, right? And I look at it by saying, hey, here's some more music for your ears and brain.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
We'll be right back.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
The barrier between life and death is no greater than the thickness of a door. Now, the door is open.
What do you want?
An ancient house, a phantom car, a terrifying confrontation with evil. Trish Van Devere, Joseph Cotten, The Hearse, a classic experience in fright. From Crown International Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the Devil's House.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorites. That is Lulu's Marble from their Love Rock CD I played, I Feel Alright, Roadrunner, Stern and Bread, and Hey Darlin'. Interesting, I mean, obviously if you've, again, I was over in Japan, I found their record as I was in a Japanese vinyl record store, and I found the Lulu's Marble, I blind bought them, had no idea who they were, got home, played their album, I was like, oh my god, I love this band. Went out and got everything they ever did, and as I was trying to find out more about them, it turns out they only had a couple year run, and then the lead singer passed away. And I've been in a struggle trying to find out what happened to her ever since, and there's no information out there. I even reached out when Benton Records sent us the recent package for the Japan night. I shot an email back saying, you know, thanks of course, and I'll definitely promote. And asked what happened. Did she know what happened to them? Is there any information out there? And boy, there's just nothing. So weird. One of those mysteries, you know. I'm gonna keep trying. I doubt I'll ever get an answer. Before I go too far, I wanted to say, first of all, make sure you check out some of my other podcasts. If you go to Slow Robot A Go Go, you can just do a Google search Slow Robot A Go Go or a Facebook search. We have a group there that. We do lots of B-movie review podcasts, our B-movie review, where we just talk about crazy movies you've never heard of. And then also, I would ask that you go to projectpinball.org. Make sure you hit up projectpinball.org. It's a non-profit organization that puts pinball machines in children's hospitals, where kids surrounded with medical equipment all day, every day, need a little bit of joy, and they maintain these pinball machines, set them on free, bonding experience from parents and kids that are, you know, in a not too good a place right now. And they get to, play some pinball for free and hopefully get a smile. So they're always doing stuff, raffles and all kinds of stuff. That, you know, 501Cs are always hurting for money. And they're no different, so make sure you go support them. It'll make you feel good about yourself, and it'll, you know, put a little bit of joy in a kid's life. And that's always a nice thing, isn't it? It's a rare thing to do. Now it's on to music.
Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
Ooh.
That was another band that's going to be at Japan Night, the Walklings. I played Flying Fly and Muda. And you know what? As a special treat, we're going to end the show in a very special way. Featuring the Wendy's Where's the Beef Wrap from the Tenderloins. That's right. You heard me right. I'm punishing you on my way out the door with a Wendy's Where's the Beef Wrap. You're welcome, everyone. Thanks, Wendy's. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. The Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete.
Is anybody out there?
Yeah. No, bitch.